Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And today, our article's title is Indie Films Shine at the Sundance Film Festival.
Mm.
So it's all about film. So, Elsie, are you a big movie fan?
Yes, I am a big movie fan.
Oh, what kind of genres are your favorite kind? Or, like, what is your favorite kind of film?
Oh, you said the word genres, right?
Mm-hmm.
那是电影的类型。So my favorite genre of a movie is horror.
Oh, you like horror movies?
Yes.
Or they're also called thrillers as mm-hmm. well. Do you like comedies?
Comedies. 喜剧. Yes, I do. I like them a lot. What about you? What's your favorite?
Actually, I think I have a lot. I like comedies. I like dramas. Thrillers, I'm not so sure of.
What about
this? I get scared of.
Romantic movies.
I'm okay with that. There's romantic comedies, which can be quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm okay with romantic movies. Thrillers, I'm not so good at. I get scared very easily. I'm afraid of ghosts. I'm afraid of, you know, things that are too bloody. So, not my type of genre.
What about documentaries?
Documentaries, I like them.
Mm.
They're really cool. There's some really cool topics that you can learn about in a documentary. So, as we can see, there's many different kinds of genres or different types of films.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today we're going to learn more about the Sundance Film Festival. So let's take a look at our article right now. Reading.
Indie films shine at the Sundance Film Festival. Independent films are often shown at film festivals for them to become well-known. The biggest festival for indie films in the U.S. is the Sundance Film Festival. In fact, it drew more than 46,000 attendees in 2017. Sundance was first held in Salt Lake City, Utah, U.S. in 1978. The idea was to attract filmmakers to the state of Utah. The festival's chairman was famous actor Robert Redford, who still helps organize it today. Since then, many indie filmmakers' movies have been screened at Sundance. Some have even hit the big time afterward. A few of these filmmakers include Quentin Tarantino, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Steven Soderbergh. Films at Sundance are also judged and given awards. Independent filmmakers hope to get awards for their films so that their movies can be distributed more widely. These days, the festival gives out awards for feature, short, and documentary films. Sundance has also held festivals in other cities, such as Brooklyn, London, and Hong Kong.
All right, the article says independent films are often shown at film festivals for them to become well-known. All right, so here we see so many words that we don't know, but let's first take a look at the vocabulary word independent so we can get an idea of what an independent film is. When something is independent, it's an adjective and it means it's not controlled by other people or you don't need other people's help or support, and it's not associated with a really large business. So independent films means that they're films that people do themselves. It's not by a big company. So for example, we can say the United States became an independent country after the Declaration of Independence.
Independent, 它这个形容词呢是独立的意思。所以美国在发表独立宣言之后呢就成为了一个 independent country, 独立的国家。那如果我们把字首的 IN 去掉我们会看到 dependent 这个形容词它是依赖的或者是需要被照顾的。So we can say, he has 5 dependent children to take care of, 他有五个还未独立需要被照顾的小孩。那课文中的 independent movies 就是独立制片的电影，这样的电影通常会在 film festivals 出现。
Mm, that's right, because usually most movies that we see in the theaters are big Hollywood movies,
mm-hmm.
so they're by big Hollywood companies. Now, these independent films are shown at something called film festivals. Okay, let's take a look at the word festival. Festival is a noun and it means an organized series of performances or events. So, for example, there's a lot of music festivals now, like there's the very popular Coachella in the United States. There's Fuji Rock in Japan. Of course, we also have art festivals, film festivals. So it's basically an organized kind of event for people about a specific subject. Now, how do we use festival in a sentence? We can say, this festival celebrates music from all around the world.
Festival, 节庆，课文中啊 ,film festivals 是电影节。那常见的除了电影节之外还有例句中的 music festivals, 音乐节。那传统节日也可以用 festival 这个字哦，像是 moon festival, 或是有人说 mid-autumn festival, 中秋节。那回到文章，独立制片电影通常会在电影节出现，这样他们才可以 become well-known。
That's right. So what does it mean to become well-known? Well, well-known here is an adjective, and it means to be famous or to be known by many people. So, for example, we can say Dr. Huang is well-known in Taipei for being a great surgeon or being a great doctor.
Well-known, 这是一个复合形容词哦，它就等于 famous, 出名的、有名的这个字。Be well-known for something 代表的是因点点点而闻名。例句中说到，因为黄医生呢是一个好的 surgeon 外科医生而为人所知。那如果是地方也可以出名啊，像是饭店、餐厅等等。所以我们可以说 The hotel is famous or is well-known for its good service. 饭店因为良好的服务而出名。So what is this film festival we are talking about today?
Okay, well, next in the article it says, the biggest festival for indie films in the U.S. is the Sundance Film Festival.
So indie films are independent films, 也就是独立制片的电影。所以原来在美国最大的独立电影节是日舞影展。
That's right. So next in the article says, in fact, it drew more than 46,000 attendees in 2017. So when we use in fact this phrase, it just means actually, and we wanted to point out something like a fact. So we want to point out that actually a lot of people attended the Sundance Film Festival.
So in fact, 这个片语呢通常放在句首，也就是 actually,事实上的意思。那文章说到，事实上，日舞影展在去年2017年的时候，吸引了超过46,000人来参加哦。我们在文章中看到 drew 这个字，它是 draw 的过去式，不过在这里不是画画，是 attract 吸引。那我们还看到 attendee 代表的是参加者、出席者。So, when was the first Sundance?
Okay, well it says Sundance was first held in Salt Lake City, Utah, U.S. in 1978. Okay, so this first Sundance film, it first happened in 1978. Now here we see the grammar point, it was held in, okay? It just means that something happened in somewhere. So let's take a look at this grammar point.
所以呢，这边英文中要表示某事发生，可以用好多好多的字来代表，比如说 hold, take place, happen, 或者是 occur, 使用的时候要注意哦，像是 hold 跟 take place, 举行，他们都是事先安排好的事情，那 hold 可以用被动态，可是 take place 却不行。另外呢， happen 跟 occur 通常呢是用来表示偶然发生的事情，那只有主动态没有被动哦。文章中用的呢则是 hold 的被动态来表示被举行 was held。记得被动态在主词出现之后要先接上一个 be 动词，再接上过去分词。那这边的主词 Sundance 指的是日舞影展的活动。So we know that the festival was first held in Utah. What was the idea of this festival?
Okay, well, it says the idea was to attract filmmakers to the state of Utah because usually, you know, movies are filmed in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So everyone goes to California, everyone goes to Hollywood. So the idea of Sundance was to get more people to go to a different state, which is Utah.
所以原来是要吸引电影制作人从比如说在加州好莱坞过来到犹他州。
Mm-hmm. Next, it says, the festival's chairman was famous actor Robert Redford, who still helps organize it today. Now, a chairman is just a person in charge of a company or an organization. And for those of you who don't know Robert Redford, he was a very, very famous actor for his role in a book and a movie. Well, the book turned into a movie called Out of Africa. And he was very, very handsome. He was very stylish. The young Robert Redford actually looks like Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can imagine how handsome he was when he was very young.
Actually, he's been in a lot of movies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And he used to be very handsome. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's handsome, too.
He is.
So Robert Redford 是日舞影展的负责人 and he still helps organize it.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now,Organize here is our vocabulary word, and it's a verb, and it means to arrange something or to plan something in a particular order. So, for example, we can say the secretary organized the boss's desk at work.
Organize 就是安排筹办的意思。那如果是安排筹办者，我们会说 organizer. So, we can also say Robert Redford used to be the organizer of the festival.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们刚还有听到一个字叫做 organization,它是组织机构的意思。
That's right. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, since then, many indie filmmakers' movies have been screened at Sundance.
所以呢，有很多独立电影呢，在日舞影展被播放出来。And what happened to these movies?
So some have even hit the big time afterward. Okay, so we see here our shortcut for you, hit the big time. What does it mean? Well, let's find out right now.
Shortcut for you.
Seven, five, six, four, nine, three, two.
What is it?
This is it.
What?
We've hit the big time.
Hit the what? Don't hit me.
To hit the big time means to suddenly become very successful and rich.
Got it. Hit the big time is 一夕之间大红大紫
Yes. We've won the lottery. Do you know what this means?
We can finally buy a house and two cars and...
Yes, all of it. We finally hit the big time.
And the big time is a good time.
Alright, so hit the big time just means to suddenly become very, very famous. You can even say hit the big screen. This means that a movie comes out on a certain day. Or you can say make it on the big screen is more like hit the big time. So make it on the big screen just means that you become very famous.
So hit the big time, 一夕之间大红大紫也就是爆红的意思。Hit 在片语中不是打而是代表 make it.到达实现 So some of the movies that were screened at Sundance got really popular afterward.
That's right. So afterward here is also a vocabulary word. It's an adverb and it means at a later time or after something has happened. So for example, we can say we had dinner at the restaurant. Then afterward, we took a walk along the beach.
Afterward, 这个副词代表是过后后来例句中呢动作发生的先后顺序你可以用 afterward 四个字来得知也就是呢我们先在餐厅吃完餐之后我们沿着海滩散步
Mm-hmm. So how important is Sundance? It says here a few of these filmmakers include Quentin Tarantino, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Steven Soderbergh. So while all of them are very, very famous directors now, Quentin Tarantino...
Yes, they're very big.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino, he did a...Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you guys seen Kill Bill, he did, what's the slave movie? I forgot. But
Kill Bill is called 追杀比尔, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So he did a lot of famous movies, Pulp Fiction. Okay, and Steven Soderbergh, he did, Ocean's 11. So a lot of famous movie directors here. All right, so let's continue reading. So it says, films at Sundance are also judged and given awards. Okay, so when you judge something, it's a verb and it means to decide on a winner for a competition, or you look at something with a kind of criteria and then you see if it meets the standards of the criteria. So for example, we can say everyone in the audience can also judge and pick a winner for the singing contest.
So judge 在文章中是动词的用法，代表评判、裁判。课文中呢，以被动态出现哦，是 films are judged， 电影会被评判 ，and are given awards， 还会被颁发奖项。那对这些电影人来说是很重要的。那另外呢 ，judge 当名词用的时候呢，是裁判、评审，也是法庭当中的法官。
Mm-hmm. Next, it says independent filmmakers hope to get awards for their films so that their movies can be distributed more widely. So why is Sundance so important for a lot of filmmakers, especially independent ones? It's because maybe they can get awards, and then when they get awards, people will know more about their films, and then this can be distributed more widely. Now, when you distribute something, it means to spread over an area. So it means just to pass out the films, basically. So more films can be, their films can be passed out more throughout maybe the United States or maybe even throughout the whole world.
So distribute, 这个动词是分发分配。When movies are distributed more widely, more people can see them, right?
That's right.
这些独立电影的制片人希望得到奖项，这样子就可以让电影在更多的地方出现。
Mm-hmm. So next it says, these days, the festival gives out awards for feature, short, and documentary films. Okay, so actually we were talking about different kinds of genres earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, you know, horror movies, and we talked about comedies. But here, Elsie also asked me about documentary films. And here we see it as well. A documentary film is basically a film about a true topic or a true story.
就是所谓的纪录片。
That's right. When we talk about feature films, okay, it just means movies have a really long running time. So things we see in the movie theaters that's more than an hour.
So like drama, 剧情片通常就会比较长的时间、mm-hmm. 对不对？所以影片时间比较长的我们可以叫它 feature films.
That's right. And so this festival gives out awards for different kinds of films. So it can be a long film, it can be a short film, it can be a documentary. As long as you're an independent filmmaker, this festival is for you. All right, so let's continue reading. The article then says Sundance has also held festivals in other cities, such as Brooklyn in New York, London in the UK, and Hong Kong.
哦、oh, ，所以我们在这里又看到了 hold 举办的用法了。此处呢是主动哦，我们刚刚学的是被动，这边是主动态，时态则是现在完成 has held， 也就是 Sundance 从过去到现在，在其他的城市都有举办庆祝的活动。那这边的 Sundance 不是指入影展哦，指的是入影展的团队组织，也就是这个 group， 或你说这个 organization。
All right, so we can see hopefully.Sundance will be able to make it into a place closer to us. If we wanted to, I think we could go to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
Go and look at this film festival because I think it'll be really, really interesting to see. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You chat.Okay, let's take a look at our For You chat. It says, what is your favorite kind of film? Why?
Okay, so there are so many kinds of movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example...
We talked about your favorite, you like horror movies.
Horror movies.
Okay, why do you like watching horror movies?
Because I often fall asleep in the theater.
Oh, really?
So if I watch horror movies, I will stay awake.
Oh, okay.
Right? Then I would not waste my money.
Oh, so you watch it because it keeps you awake, you won't fall asleep.
Yeah, and also I like to watch films that are based on true stories.
Okay, so maybe dramas.
Yeah, dramas.
Okay.
For example, Patriot Dates.
Ah, uh-huh.
爱国者行动
or the Patriot?
Like, Stronger.
Oh, okay.
They're all about Boston bombing.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And one is called, oh, I don't remember it now. Oh, it's called, What is that? What is that about?
What's the movie about? Let's try to guess. Please, charades.
I'll forget about it.
Okay. Well, I know you like to watch drama films.
Yeah.
Films about, like, a true story. Well, for me, I like comedies.
Comedies?
Yeah, because I like to watch very positive things, very mm-hmm. happy things. So sometimes drama, it depends on my mood. If I'm in a, okay, I can be kind of serious, I can watch something, I'll watch some dramas. But if I want to just relax and I want to have a good time, I watch a lot of comedies so mm-hmm. I can just laugh and be like, oh, and then go to sleep.
So when I'm in my mood for crying, I'm like, I want to cry a little bit and then I watch the dramas.
Yes. I feel you. Yes. All right. So there's a lot of different kinds of films that we can watch. Talk about your favorite kind of film. Why do you like to watch it? Think about it. And don't forget to stick into day two because we're going to learn more about what indie films are, and then we can learn more about the Sundance Film Festival.
And I remember my favorite movie. It's called Sully.
Oh, I love it. Monsters, Inc.? Is it?
No, it's a different one. The Captain.
Oh, I know.
That saved the whole play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You really, we need to share our movie list.
They touch me so much.
All right. So you can think about your favorite films and then think about why you like them as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Indie films shine at the Sundance Film Festival. Independent films are often shown at film festivals for them to become well-known. The biggest festival for indie films in the U.S. is the Sundance Film Festival. In fact, it drew more than 46,000 attendees in 2017. Sundance was first held in Salt Lake City, Utah, U.S. in 1978. The idea was to attract filmmakers to the state of Utah. The festival's chairman was famous actor Robert Redford, who still helps organize it today. Since then, many indie filmmakers' movies have been screened at Sundance. Some have even hit the big time afterward. A few of these filmmakers include Quentin Tarantino, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Steven Soderbergh. Films at Sundance are also judged and given awards. Independent filmmakers hope to get awards for their films so that their movies can be distributed more widely. These days, the festival gives out awards for feature, short, and documentary films. Sundance has also held festivals in other cities, such as Brooklyn, London, and Hong Kong.
Vocabulary Review.
Independent. The independent film was only shown in a few theaters in the whole country. Festival. Many people go to music festivals in the summer to see a number of bands play. Well-known. The well-known TV show host also appears in commercials for products. Organize. Tina is organizing a going-away party for Rick because he's moving abroad soon. Afterward. Let's go to the movies first. We can eat dinner afterward. Judge. On this show, famous singers judge people on their singing ability.